Hello, pets. Zita here, and I think this might be the third time I've tried to record this ramble now, and I feel like I'm slowly losing my mind because I vaguely know what I want to say. But apparently I don't know what I want to say, and it's causing no end of mental brain farts. I wanted to talk about so many things today. But it either felt too preachy or too lighthearted or too disconnected to the reality of what we're all going through right now. And I really struggle to settle on a tone for what I want to say. And that's not like me. That's not like me at all. So this is what I'm going to do. This ramble is intended for, let's see, for Patreon, for Reddit, for YouTube, and anywhere else I usually post my public stuff. And I'm not going to touch on everything. I think that's part of the problem. In my previous two attempts of doing this, I wanted to touch on some really deep topics and some really potentially controversial topics, and it kind of got in the way. I got in the way of myself, is what I'm trying to say, when I was going through this stuff. So there will be more rambles in days coming up, in weeks coming up, and there will be more public ones. But for now, I want to focus on today. Some of you... because I know some of you are well away from where I live. Some of you, it may already be January 1st. It may already be the start of 2021, the start of a brand new year, the start of being able to put 2020 behind us. For others, like myself, it's only 20 past two in the afternoon, and we still have many hours to go. Some of us may be alone for this new year. Some of us may have family. Some of us may want to be alone. There are all sorts of different ways to experience the turning of the year. And I would feel safe in assuming that none of us, not one of us, is experiencing the new year the way we anticipated we might this time last year. But that's okay. What I want to say now, more than anything else that I've kind of blubbered and stumbled through in my previous attempts to do this ramble, is it's a new year. It's time for change, for looking forward, for positive thinking. And something I feel I should point out, just because it's December 31st, just because tomorrow is January 1st, doesn't mean that today and tomorrow are the only days we can look forward and plan and be excited about what's to come or desire to put the past behind us. The reality is, we're just going from a Thursday into a Friday. Okay? Just because the date happens to be changing, just because the year happens to be changing, doesn't mean anything so special. It is no different making a decision today about what we're going to do tomorrow to making a decision yesterday to what we wanted to do today. Don't depend on the turn of the year to make decisions about how you want to live your life. Don't wait for the turn of the year to decide to take the plunge or to make a change or to do something you've always wanted to do. Yes, in practical terms, you may not have much choice in that, especially if it's job related or family related. In some cases, you may have to wait for the turn of the year to do those things. But creatively, and this is as much for me as it is for you, there is no need for me to wait for tomorrow, for January 1st, 2021, to do all of the wonderful things I've been holding in my mind for so long. I've been thinking of multi-voice, multi-part audio dramas with full SFX and soundtracks. I've been thinking of anime dubs and silly little collaborative projects. I've been thinking of extended series that I can do much like Beyond the Battle Mat. I've been thinking about new content for YouTube and Vanilla Audio, Siren, Reddit-ish, my own Patreon. I've been thinking about different ways I can use my voice. I mean, some of you may know that I have an interest in recreational hypnosis. And I've been thinking, it's been an interest for so long. Why don't I play about with that? Why have I stunted myself? Why have I told myself that I can't do this? Why have I made myself wait? In some of those instances, it's because I only have the same amount of hours in the day as you do. And occasionally I need to sleep. But in other instances, it's been fear. It's been fear, uncertainty, and a lack of confidence in my own ability to create, my ability to cope, my ability to organize, my ability in general. And 2020 has been a year that's shaken so many things up to the point that nobody is sure about anything anymore. But here's the beauty of it. We can decide for ourselves, in of ourselves, what we are capable of, what we want to do, and what we want to try. And if this year has taught me anything, it's that waiting for the perfect moment isn't always the right thing to do. Waiting for the right time, waiting for the right resources, waiting for, I don't know, the right mind state. Sometimes you might need to, but other times you just need to do it. Somebody in the palace asked me about my New Year's resolutions. And a couple of years ago, I stopped making resolutions for the same reasons that I've talked about before. You don't need to wait for the turning of the year to make decisions about what you want to do to better yourself. Nor should you wait. If you've decided on something that will better you as a person, better you creatively, why wait? Just do it. Reap the benefits of the change that you've decided to make immediately, rather than waiting for January 1st. But I am going to make a resolution this year. And it's very simple, actually. My resolution is to accept fear and move on despite it. Over the past couple of weeks in particular, I have seen auditions pop up for voice projects. And in a distant way, I've thought, hey, I could do that. I could give voice to that. Or I really feel this character. I feel like I have a lot to offer the producers of this project. But then I look at the size of the project or the names of the people also expressing interest, and I feel intimidated. I feel frightened. And in the end, that fear stops me from even auditioning. And yeah, it's cheesy, and I know it's a lottery catchphrase, but you've got to be in it to win it. If you don't even try, there is absolutely no way you can succeed. Because you haven't even tried. So that's my resolution this year, pets. I'm going to try. I'm going to feel the fear, accept the fear, and do the thing anyway. I want to grow creatively. I want to explore all the different ideas that I have for content for you and projects for me. And I want to see what I can do. I've done a lot this year, more than I ever anticipated I would. But there's so much more I could have done if I hadn't let fear get in the way. And that's not to belittle what I have done. Collaborative projects, solo projects, meeting other VAs, finding some kind of consistency and, you know, form that I find that I like with my YouTube channel, growing my Reddit sub, growing my Twitter presence, becoming involved in important discussions about inclusivity and race and sexual representation. They're all things that I can be really proud of. But I know I'm capable of so much more. So, 2021 is the start of me figuring out what I am capable of and sharing it with you. Because weird as it may seem, corny or cheesy as it may seem, a lot of what I have achieved this year, I probably couldn't have achieved without you guys. Without your support, your generosity, your presence, your kindness. I want you to know that every comment you make, every like you leave, every interaction we have is so, so valuable to me as a creator. You help validate what I'm doing and show that I'm not just screeching into the void. You remind me that I'm entertaining people, that I'm amusing people, that in some cases, I'm even helping people. And that's more valuable than you'll probably ever fully understand. So thank you. Okay. Given that this is the third attempt of me trying to record this, I am parched. I forgot to bring a glass of water. You can probably hear it in my voice, so I need to stop talking. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being the wonderful people you are. Let's say goodbye to 2020 with a smile and a wave, because even if it was a bit crappy all around, we've all grown as people. And I believe we've all grown stronger and wiser because of what's happened this year. And now it's our responsibility and our pleasure, I would hope, to take what we have learned, to take how we have grown, and to kick ourselves forward into 2021 with hope and enthusiasm for what we can do, learn, and create. That's certainly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to enjoy doing it with you guys too. Catch you on the other side.